Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. We've got another gangster picture for you today. It's The Roaring Twenties, starring James Cagney and Humphrey Bogart. This was the third and last movie they made together, the others being Angels with Dirty Faces, which we showed a while ago, and the Western, The Oklahoma Kid. Though somehow I just don't see Bogart in a Western. Well, this was also one of the last gangster movies that James Cagney made. After this one, he decided to broaden his movie roles into other genres. He wouldn't play another gangster until 10 years later in the classic White Heat. We might get to that one. We'll let you know. The screenplay is based on a short story by Mark Hellinger, based on his days as a newspaper reporter in the 1920s. Several of the characters are based on actual people he knew from that era. For example, the character of club owner-slash-bootlegger Panama Smith is based on real-life notorious club owner Texas Guinan. One other note about the script was that it was subject to several changes at the hands of the censors. They were concerned about how this and other movies were glamorizing, supposedly, the gangland lifestyle, and they rather wanted to emphasize a crime-does-not-pay message. Now, one change they emphasized which I don't get is that, reportedly, the crooks were not allowed to use Tommy guns because Tommy guns were illegal to possess. But, however, they seem to have no problem with an outlaw using a legally obtainable revolver. It's kind of odd. The movie received rave reviews and did very well at the box office. It's now considered a classic of the genre. One more interesting note. This hard-hitting crime drama was directed by Raul Walsh, with Mark Hellinger as both writer of the original story and an uncredited producer. A few years later, they'd work on another movie that we recently showed, the infamous fantasy comedy The Horn Blows at Midnight with Jack Benny. Something of a departure, I'd say. Don't forget about our weekly in-house showings of newly released DVDs. They're now scheduled for Monday and Wednesday afternoons, usually. There's no admission fee, but space is limited, so you must pre-register. Refreshments will be served, but you can bring your own if you like. You'll find the latest schedule of DVD showings at the reference desk, or you can go to our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. That's where you'll also find a list of our previous classic movie presentations, as well as the links to each movie. If you'd like to pass along a comment or suggestion, you can call us at 908-754-7885. You can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can post them on our Facebook page. Well, thanks again for stopping by and for supporting these showings. We really do appreciate it. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1939, here's The Roaring Twenties. Hope you enjoy it.